This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Mike Parsons is with us. Mike, I just heard top of the hour news, something that I'd like to comment on before we get into further discussion that we have on schedule for today. Well, Fiat Chrysler unveiled that the new vehicle that they're making is called the Compass, C-O-M-P-A-S-S. And it's an all-new compact sport utility vehicle, the 2017, and I'm reading from Detroit News. Detroit News. Let me say it a different way. The Detroit News. The 2017 Jeep Compass made its global debut on Monday, yesterday, in Brazil, where production of the vehicle has started. Where production of the vehicle has started. That's Brazil. It will also be produced in plants in China and Mexico. I'm trying to think of what is more American than a Jeep. The military vehicle that was used in World War II, parts were produced by Ford. There was the Willys Jeep Corporation, Kaiser Jeep, American Motors Jeep, Chrysler Jeep. And now we can look forward to Jeep production in Brazil, later on in China and Mexico. I'm talking about Jeep. I can't believe it. And why am I saying this? Because this is exactly what Donald Trump was talking about last night. And it's too bad he didn't mention this. Like Hillary, yo Hillary, Jeep is going to be made in Brazil, China and Mexico. How do you feel about that? Is that good? And this is in the Detroit News. Detroit is not doing all that well. Mike, I remember reading posts on the internet about Detroit not having enough money to maintain the city's infrastructure. So they were bulldozing down houses. And they figured that if they bulldozed down the houses, they wouldn't have to maintain the sidewalks, the utility poles, and the roads in those areas. We're talking about Detroit, the epicenter of the car, the former epicenter of the car industry in the United States. Who loves cars more than Americans? This is just one more exclamation point in how the United States is falling down. Mike, your thoughts?
Who gave them the right to bulldoze down other people's property? Oh, yeah, I forgot. They got it through the tax because people walked away, right?
Yeah, and, well, if you don't pay your taxes, your property will be confiscated by, you know, the local governments. And they may sell it on the courthouse.
Yeah, the question now is, who gave them the right to impose a tax upon somebody else's property?
They gave it to themselves.
Okay. Wouldn't that, by any other definition, be theft?
Yeah, and that's what our sheriffs do. Our sheriffs have stolen property from people, They've stolen what they call evidence. They've stolen guns, and they put them in the property room, and then later on they sell them. And where does that money go? Oh, I guess it goes to the county government or the sheriff's office. And so is there an incentive to steal personal property? Absolutely. Cars, trucks, guns, whatever else. Drugs. How many posts have we read about people in the police employment stealing drugs from the evidence room or stealing drugs that they find on the street, stealing that, and then selling it or using it themselves or giving it to their spouses or families or friends? How often do we hear about that? I know for a fact, an absolute fact, that evidence from the property rooms have been given to friends. I know that. It's not something I read. I know that. Go ahead.
The fellow I ran against for county executive has a nice 8.5 by 11 glossy photograph of him and the county sheriff in the county where I'm located, and it's posted prominently in the sheriff's department lobby. The question is, why would the county executive want to be so prominently displayed with the sheriff? The answer is because he wants everyone to know, this is one of my assets. This is one of my control agents. The county executive controls the law enforcement, the sheriff. That's his puppet. That's his minion. That's his send out. And he wants everybody to know this because the county executive controls the budget for the sheriff's department through the county commission. The county executive is the chairman of the county commission. He brings up the issues that get to be voted on. He doesn't vote, but he controls what's brought up to vote. And in my county, the county where I'm at, it's not my county, it's not even theirs, it's a fiction, on papers to a corporation, Tipton County Corporation, they tend to vote in lockstep. You never see much dissension. All of them vote the same way every time. It's already pre-decided. It's already determined. It's an inside job. It's a rigged game. And that's something that most people just hadn't quite wrapped their mind around, is that you're entitled to keep your property if you're willing to fight for it. But you've got to be willing to fight for it, and you've got to be willing to recognize your inherent neighbor's right to fight for his property, because ultimately, if people cease to fight for the truth and the moral righteous position on an issue, they become supporters of the immoral and the unrighteous. Right now, to the north of us, in what you know as British Columbia, what's his name? I don't know his name. He goes by William, and his wife is Kate. Well, I know her last name. It's Middleton. I don't know his last name. I find a lot of people up there in Canada that don't. But in the Canada Corporation facsimile, British Columbia, right now, William and Kate are traveling around. They showed up on an impromptu visit. Normally, they have an advancement of at least a couple of months so that the vendors can be there ready to sell T-shirts and baubles and William and Kate paraphernalia. Well, this time they showed up abruptly because they wanted to, quote, solidify relations with the Aboriginal Indians. And they've gone all around the Chilcotin Nation, but they've not stepped foot in it. Since June, when I sent notice to Ben Ki-moon of the United Nations and Barack Obama and the Premier Trudeau in Canada, that the Chilcotin Nation is a new nation that's been there all along, that is the host nation, neighbor to the guest nation, Canada Corporation, giving them full notice of this existence. Now, in the past, they've shown up and they've gone anywhere they wanted to. This time they didn't. They dare not step foot. Could that be that they've acknowledged the fact that, we've got some people that are actually taking responsibility, standing on their own two feet, becoming self-sufficient and self-governing, and we dare not step on their land because they might arrest us if we've done something they view as wrong. Now, the fact is that when I sent those letters, certified mail, I've got copies of the receipt, didn't receive a response. Regardless, that's all you got to do is give notice. And the fact is that right now they're traveling up there everywhere, and they set up a meeting with the chiefs of the Indian nations, and the Indian nations chiefs snubbed them. They didn't show up for the meeting. And they're kind of concerned about that. Why would these people not take the time to see William and Kate? Why should they? Who are they? Nobody, really. They don't wield any power inside the Chilcotin Nation. They don't have a position of power. They're not even tribal members. What do they care? They don't. That's what freedom looks like. When you don't bend a knee to a so-called royal, there's nothing royal about them. That's just an illusion. That's a fraud. When people in this country start to look back and reflect on what the founders discovered, which was the epitome of freedom, then perhaps they too will start trying to exercise those moral acts of recognizing their neighbor's right to keep his stuff, and they would go to war and fight to protect their neighbor's right to keep his stuff from a tyrant posing as government. I never voted to let somebody take my stuff, did you? I don't think anybody listening did. This is what freedom sounds like. The question is, are you going to engage and be a part of a freedom movement, or are you going to sit back and watch like so many people? That's why this is Mike, probably... Go ahead.
Mike, some people may think that, taxation is okay. But how many of us have purchased a used vehicle? And maybe it was owned by, let's say, three other people. And let's say we decide that we're going to get license plates for it and register it with our locality or our state. So the first guy that buys it pays sales tax on it. The second guy that buys it pays sales tax on it. Probably for a lower amount of sales tax because the vehicle is probably sold for less. It's based on the sales price. Third guy pays tax on it. And then if we're the fourth owner, we pay tax on it. So now we're looking at 4 times taxed on the same vehicle. Now, who in their right mind would agree to that? I only know one person in my entire life who said, I don't mind paying taxes, because he was benefiting more than he was paying. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 71. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you're wondering why we're not talking about the debate this hour, if you've just joined for hour number two, this is hour number two of USA Prepares. During hour number one, we talked about our take on the alleged debates. And we mentioned here during hour number one, very early in hour number one, the medical miracle. You know, Hillary Clinton standing, she looked great. I mean, we talked about this, what appeared to be a miracle of medicine. Now, during hour number two, and this was not during hour number one, but during hour number two, I went to the Drudge Report. Headlines. The number one headline in the Drudge Report. Medical miracle. She stands for 90 minutes. There's a picture of Hillary in their electric red suit. So, I don't think they got that from us, but they're saying the same thing that we said. And we said it before they posted it. Interesting. Interesting how others think, some others think the way that we do, that it was very surprising that Hillary looked so good during the alleged debate. Mike? Did you hit your mute button?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, so you want to talk about land?
Yeah, real quick, and I want to mention something. I want to tie in something I was talking about. But real quick, for those people who don't believe they can afford to buy and own land, I'm going to tell you how to own land free and clear. If you're paying rent, it's very simple. You can stop being a renter and start being an owner and own land free and outright within 6 months. And this is how you do it. This is what I've done in the past, and it works every time. Of course, you have to work, but here's how it works. First, you find, depending on how much you can afford, obviously, look at what you're paying and determine based on the current interest rates, I think they're around 3.25, how much of a house note you could afford. And if you're paying $600 a month rent, you can probably afford a $100,000 house note, same amount of mortgage payment as your rent. All you do is find a piece of land. Let's say you find 15 acres that you can get for $1,500 an acre. Okay. Then you get a construction loan. You go find a contractor who's going to build your house, or you do it yourself, save even more money. You build you a modest-sized house. You cut out 2 acres to 4 acres, whatever you need to support your septic system so you can get it inspected, and you go ahead and finish the house. You subdivide off that little parcel of land. Then you convert your construction loan into a permanent 15, 20, or 30-year mortgage, whichever you can afford. And then, voila, the balance of the land is free and clear in your name. No matter what happens, if you never pay another note, you own that land. That's your land. It's free. It's clear. It's yours. Do with it as you please. If you can work it and grow food on it, great. If you want to sell off parts of it to other people that want to build, great. Subdivide it, whatever you want to do. It's yours, it's paid for, as long as you pay the taxes, of course, until you get your allotted title or your land patent, move forward, and get it off the tax books. So that's how you get free land. I've done it. You can do it, too.
Mike, let me see if I've got this right. So what you're saying is you subdivide off the amount for your house, and that could be in the corner, 2 acres or 4 acres in the corner of this 15-acre piece, or it can be in the middle, or it can be at the left, you know, north, south, east, west, anywhere where you subdivide off. And the bank is only interested in you paying the note on the house and the land that has been subdivided at 2 or 4 acres. Is that right?
Yeah, the mortgage company doesn't want a house in 20 acres. They want a house in 2 acres, 4 acres at the most. The maximum, I believe, is still 4 acres. That's all they want. They don't care about the land. So your value is from the house. That's all they care about. And so because you've got a brand new house that's sitting there, it's probably valued over $120,000, you know, in the area where I'm at, if you built a 1,500 square foot house, it's going to be worth $100,000 to $125,000. And it might cost you $60,000 to build that house. So you end up at the end of the day with free land. Yeah, you've got a house, you got a house. No, but you're already paying rent anyway. Why not own it?
Okay. Mike, you want to talk about children when we come back? And I don't seem to know very much about a lot of things, and what do we do to fix that? No.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-6823. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-6823. Again, that's 1-800-962-6823.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Mike Parsons is with us. And, Mike, I've noticed that, in my estimation, almost all drivers, operators of vehicles under the age of 19 have had at least one accident, one car crash, one vehicle striking another or a tree or running off the road or something like that. And I've noticed that older drivers don't seem to, you know, when they get past that 19 years of age and they have a little more experience, a little more understanding, they are in generally fewer car crashes. And I was talking with a man within the last month who was telling me that one of the vehicles that he has in his family, the children have been operating, and it's had three accidents. Three accidents, and his children were behind the wheel, and this thing has been damaged. This vehicle has been damaged three times. Now, I know that in our case, when our children were learning how to drive, they started driving very, very early. One of our children started driving a Jeep on the farm in Virginia at about 10 years old. Literally. He had a motorcycle at 4 years of age. It was a little tiny Honda Z50 or 50Z, a little 50cc. And some people may think I'm crazy introducing our children to motor-powered equipment at that early age, but I don't think so. And I taught our children how to drive stick shift. All of them know how to drive a stick shift. All of them know how to change the oil and add refrigerant and service the brakes and so forth, repack wheel bearings, check the vehicles. But I don't think that that's done in many cases. And I don't think that all parents are interested in having their children learn about driver's education. And if they were, there are driver's education classes in high schools. And if a person were to take one of those, you could probably get about a 10 or 15% discount on insurance. And then there are good student discounts as well. So now the question is, so Vinny, if your children were homeschooled, how did they get a good student discount? Well, the insurance company said, well, what are your children's grades? Well, that's easy. I just got on the computer and typed up a grade report. I put the name of our child, the period in which that child was getting grades, and I typed it in. And we got a good student discount. Did I make it up? Yeah. Yeah, I made it up. It was accurate, but it was my opinion as one of our children's instructors. I met with Mrs. Finelli, and I said, so what do you think? What do you think the grade should be in history and science and art and reading and vocabulary, you know, all these subject areas, math? And so we came up with what we thought the grades were. We did not embellish them, but our children got good student discounts on their automobile insurance. And also, our children were taught how to drive on ice and snow. And when it was icy and snowy, we would take that Jeep out on the farm, and I would show our children how to force the vehicle into a skid. And I would do 360s with them, you know, in the field, where there'd be 300 feet, you know, to the nearest object to crash into. And the idea was not to crash into any of those objects. So we would go into a 360-degree skid, and we would learn how to pull out of a skid. We would learn what brakes do on ice. We would learn what traction's like on ice. And that was the slipperiest situation we could find. And so that was the worst-case scenario on the farm to teach how to drive safely. And that's what we did. And I got to tell you, all of my friends, all of my children's friends have had car crashes. There was a girl in Virginia, and she had this nice, shiny little car. And I said, wow, this looks great. Mind if I look underneath it? I looked underneath it. I said, did you buy this car used? Because it looks like it's been in a real serious crash. And she kind of put her head down, and she said, well, I did that. I said, how'd you do that? It looks like this thing ran off the road, down an embankment, maybe back up. And she said, well, I was late for school, and I was on a road that I, you know, hadn't been on before, and the car went in a ditch. Well, if you're on a road that you've never been before, and you go down a ditch, obviously, you're driving too fast. Obviously. And I was looking at a vehicle that, I'm sorry, what? Yeah, Kyle from Montana. Okay, Kyle, I saw that you were there, but I was kind of on this rant. Kyle from Montana, welcome.
Yeah, it was fine, Vince. There's no big deal there. Good morning,
Mike. Yeah, I wanted to take your call, but I wanted to continue my rant about young people not knowing how to operate a vehicle. And well, maybe, Kyle, you might want to comment on this. You're a USA Prepares instructor. By the way, I think about you every day. I really do. I think, what would Kyle do in this situation? Seriously. And it's happened many, many days in the last couple of weeks. But, Kyle, what do you think about requiring, for someone to get behind the wheel, they need to go to a class on automobile mechanics. They need to understand about how the brakes work, literally. How the brake shoes work, how the brake pads work, how the rotors work, how the axles work, the difference between all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, and two-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, automatic transmissions, manual transmissions, positive traction versus standard traction, tire sizes, tire width, tread depth. I mean, all of those things that young people are probably not exposed to. What do you think about having a mandatory requirement if you're going to be on the public highways with a multi-thousand-pound projectile that you've got to understand how it works?
I couldn't agree more, Vince, but, you know, it seems to be, it's like, you know, when we were kids and before us, from our grandparents to our parents, that seemed to be part of life. And nowadays it's more, life is, like you were talking about the selfies, life consists of not who you are, but who you've been with. Because they have no identity, they have no self-confidence, they have no, wherewithal inside of them to give them any self-confidence. I remember I was 12 years old and my dad was a truck driver and he said, we're going to teach you how to drive a truck. I mean, I already knew how to drive a car, cause I learned on an old 3-speed 54 Chevy car out on old country roads. And I had a motorcycle when I was about 9 and, drove it all over those roads. But my dad wasn't satisfied with just with teaching me how to drive a car. So I got behind this great big old logging truck and, it had two transmissions, it's called a 5x4 and, anyway, and he was telling me all about you go through these four and then you shift into this number two and then you go through these four and you shift into number three and one again, all over again. And I learned how to do that when I was 12 years old. But it seemed to be, it's like my grandfather taught my mom how to drive when she was like 12. And that also was a stick shift. My mom could drive one when she was little. My dad could too. Same kind of thing. But kids are not, they're not taught anymore, and I think it has to do with a paradigm shift in our entire society. It really is not what you can do and maintaining your self-worth and your self, confidence. Those things are not important as much as who you're with or, you know, what you're, it's who you're with or how you can sort of gain some kind of popularity over something that really in existence is a fiction, which is selfies and Facebook and all of that junk. And that really is. It's just, it's stupid to me. But the reason I called in is one thing people might want to do, because it seems like people have to be led more than people want to lead. A great magazine is Backwoods Home, and Mike was talking about starting and getting land and stuff. And Jackie Clay has a book in there that she did called Starting Over, and it's how she she must be 60 at least. How they started an entire and did an entire homestead, and. but we did all this ourselves too. I mean, 1 year ago, there was nothing on this property. 1 year. And 90% of it was done just by me, but with a disease that causes so much pain and all this. And it can be done. It's like my neighbors out here, they're seeing what I'm doing and they're like, they see me work for 20, 30 minutes at a time, and I got to rest for 20 minutes. And then I'll go back out for 20 or 30 minutes and go out. You can do it. It's just having the will to do it, you know. It's having the will to do it, and we just seem to have lost the mentality that you can do it. You must do it. All of my kids, just like you were saying, I taught them all how to drive on slippery roads and how to change oil. I broke my son's teeth in particular on rebuilding Geo engines and rebuilding the entire front end of them, and taking transmissions out, replacing clutches, changing shocks, all of this kind of stuff. And it's like it's second nature to them now, but it's like we've lost the entirety of our society. I'm, to be honest with you, I'm surprised with as stupid as people are that, Hillary didn't win the debate last night. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of shocked at that because she appeared more polished and the same kind of a flashy thing that would appeal to people's eyes with that are not thinking than I think Trump did. But, He was way more substantive, you know, with what's going on. And I think his key speech and there's key statement in the whole thing is, yeah, you've got experience, but it's all bad experience. And that was the one thing I noticed the news this morning picked up on. But anyway, that's my little rant.
Kyle, thank you so much for calling in. And I'm so glad to hear that you've done the same thing at very young ages. And so, you know, there are probably more of us than we know, but we're still a small group. As a matter of fact, I was hauled into a dean's office for my thoughts on a contract for our daughter to drive. Did you want to hold or?
Sure, I'll hold, Ben.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding. When are today's hot? Keep it. Take my... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, as you know, class, all of our children have been homeschooled. And our daughter started going to the university at age 14, and she started taking the classes that she was interested in to supplement her homeschooling. And she was the youngest student in all of her classes, by far. And I had this contract with our daughter, a written contract, and even the insurance company thought it was so unusual that they kept this in our file because they thought it was kind of neat. And it was this 20-point contract about operating a vehicle and one point about candy. And the 20 points included things like, in order to drive the family vehicle, not your car, the family vehicle, which happened to be a S10 Blazer four-wheel drive that was in perfect mechanical condition because I taught our daughter how to maintain it. She had to know how to change her own tires. She had to know how to do the maintenance, whatever the maintenance was, brakes, air conditioning, serpentine belt, rotating the tires, front disc pads, whatever it needed. Whatever it needed, she had to do the maintenance on it herself, and I would teach her how to do it, and I'd, you know, be right next to her. But she would turn the wrenches and the ratchets and the and so forth. This contract included, before you get in the vehicle, you have to do a walk around. You look at the visual, inspect the vehicle. You look at the tires and see if the tire pressures seem about right visually, because you can tell when you have a low tire. If you need to thump on a tire with a tool to see how it sounds to to do a quick tire pressure check. You can do that too. So she had to do all that. She had to have all the glass clean on the inside and the outside, and there were a schedule for that. Cell phone, which she had, but had to be off and in the back seat. No passengers except family members. Radio had to be off. Headlights had to be on. You know, and those are some of the things. And why walk around the car before you get in? How many times do you read or hear about she backed over her own child or the stroller? Or how many times do you hear about the dog being run over? So I wanted to make sure that, you know, when she was parked at school, that if someone put a bicycle behind her parking spot or something was behind there, the vehicle, that she wouldn't damage other people's property. Okay? So without... I didn't know the bicycle was there or the wheelchair or that, you know, old lady was behind me. So obviously walk around the vehicle and then get in, you know, check the back seat to make sure that you don't have any passengers you weren't expecting, those kind of things. So I get hauled into the dean's office because the dean learned about this contract and wanted to meet the guy who was behind this contract. He thought it was outrageous. Outrageous that I was making her do her own maintenance. And I said, you know, I didn't get a manual when we had our child of, you know, how to do all these things, so I'm kind of learning on the fly. But by the way, I'm her parent, not you. It's my rules, not yours. And that's kind of how we left it. And and so our daughter graduated with her master's at 19. So the bottom line is, parents, you are in charge. Kyle, do you have any comments?
You know, the other thing, Vince, that is really funny anymore is how many children cannot back up a car with just mirrors. Yeah. You know, my dad was fanatical about that. He would not let me look behind the vehicle. And I think that's, you know, people need these little circular mirrors on the, especially the passenger side, because, you know, you can see a lot more with those little moon mirrors or whatever they want to call them. It gives you a visual, but you're right. You know, exactly.
Mike, your thoughts?
In closing, I can say only one thing. It's not the packaging, it's what's inside.
That's really good point. Really good point. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us today. Please give our best to your wife, another USA Prepares instructor, Mike Parsons. Thank you so much for being with us today. And class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you. And you can start saying no, and you can start being in charge. We'll see you tomorrow. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.